Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They on a contract with you, so they got to pay you every month on a recurring fee. That's the other thing. Whatever the business y'all decide to do, we don't want to do business to where we hustling and having to figure out where our next customer come from. So if you, for instance, we talking about his tutoring business. We don't want to have to get on social media every day and say, hey, come let me be your tutor. And he wondering who's going to be his next customer. No, when he get a customer, hey, I need you to do a 3-month plan with me, a 6-month plan, a year plan, so you know every single month I'm making X amount of dollars. Whatever y'all decide to do business-wise, if y'all decide to do business, how can I make money for the long term, not just for right now? That's just a little gem I wanted to share because so many people end up hating entrepreneurship because it's so unreliable. Am I going to make money today? Am I not? But if we got a plan in place where we know I'm making this much every month, it's a lot easier. Now, is it easy? No, but it's a lot easier.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Quite literally, Will Tidwell, a younger gentleman.
I wish I didn't have this big heart. People just do nothing but hurt. Anybody can dream the dream. Anybody can have a goal, but see.
You're going to be a neighborhood hero. You just keep shining, young king.
Programming. You feel me? And after that, that's a true passion and love of mine. But doing that work for so long, I transitioned into marketing, media, content creation. I have about like a 250,000 of followers across all my platforms. TikTok is my biggest platform with about 200,000 followers roughly, which is not a big thing, but it's pretty good, right? And so that's why I'm recording today, because everything I do is content. You know what I mean? And so everything that I have a background in, I want us to be able to talk about today. Whether y'all want to talk about y'all interested in community work, y'all interested in podcasting, y'all interested in content creation, y'all interested in business. I want y'all to be able to ask me whatever y'all want to talk about. Y'all want to talk about mental health, life, because that's a lot of my content is based on life, motivation, stuff we go through even at y'all young age. Because I hate when people think that just because y'all teenagers that y'all don't deal with stuff. Y'all deal with stuff more than sometimes than adults do. How I know? Because I was one of those kids that went through a lot of stuff that some adults had never even been through. You feel me? I want y'all to write something for me real quick. Let's write life. Like, just, we're going to go down the list. So write life / mental health. Okay. And after that one, let's write podcast / content. And next to that content, go podcast, content, business. So let's go 3 deep. And if you need help spelling something, no shame in that. Just let me know. Or just ask your neighbor.
What was the second one?
Podcast, content, / business. Then the last one will be nonprofit. And so the reason y'all wrote that is because what we finna do today is called a life plan. Because y'all ever think about, like, as y'all get older, or even some of the people y'all age now, do y'all ever wonder why a lot of them make the mistakes they make or do the things that they feel like they have to do? For example, some people feel like they have to sell drugs. Some people feel like they have to work this job that they hate. Some people feel like they have to be mischievous and do bad things because that's the only way they get attention. Do y'all ever wonder why people actually do it, though?
They don't have no plan.
They have no plan. Because I guarantee, if they actually sat down long enough or had somebody in their life to help them work through what it is they wanted to do with their life, they wouldn't even be thinking about selling a drug. Feel me? They wouldn't even be thinking about being a class clown. But I get it. We kids. We all got to. I was the worst of the worst. Trust me. I get it. But what we finna do today is I want y'all to think about what are the things that y'all love to do. Because the disconnect for a lot of people is that they know what they like. They know they like to draw. They know they like to cook. I'm just using an example. They know they like to do podcasts. But a lot of people say, I like to do this stuff, but I don't know how to make money from it to take care of my life. You feel me? So what they end up doing, they end up going to college when they don't even like college. I'm not down in college. But you know how many people I went to school with, and when I used to ask them, I'm being very transparent, I can be real open? I used to smoke a lot of weed. And we used to be sitting in the car smoking, and I used to ask my friends, what are y'all studying? What do y'all want to do? They paying all this money to go to school, $20,000 a semester. $20,000. And they used to be like, I ain't gonna lie, I don't know. I'm just here so my mama get off my back. I'm just here to get out of my city because it was too dangerous where I lived at. Because I went to Philander, so they were from Chicago, Louisiana, Earl, all these small places, you know what I'm saying, where ain't nothing to do. So am I down in college? No, but I'm saying that if you're going to go there, what are we working towards? Are we just going to waste 4 years and get in debt over a bunch of money and we don't even like what we're doing? You see what I'm saying? And a lot of times we make these type of decisions because we really don't know what we want to do with our life. We know we love something. We know we're passionate about something. But we like, how do I make money from that, though? And what I want y'all to understand before we leave here today is that whatever it is you like, whatever it is you're interested in, it's a way to make money from it legally. The four things you just wrote, those are the things that I love to do. And the thing that changed my life is when I figured out how to take care of myself, take care of my daughter, pay my bills, live my life and travel and eat good and all the stuff I love to do from the things that I love. Because if you look at that, what I say, mental health, life, content, podcasting, you're like, how you make money from that? But I do. I make $5,000-$6,000 a month doing that. And that's low end. I know millionaires that make from content and doing podcasting. You see what I'm saying? So for real quick, what I want y'all to do first, and I want you to jot down everything you love to do. Makeup. I could tell right now. Makeup, beauty, fashion. What do you enjoy?
How much do we write like?
Whatever you want. There's no limit. That's the other part. We limit ourselves because we think it's not possible to make a living from it. My guy right now is behind y'all with a camera, and I got to pay him for sitting here with a camera. That's real. But he mastered his craft. You see what I'm saying? You love the kids. All right. So do we turn that into a daycare? Do we open a nonprofit? Do we work with Pulaski County? Do we become a teacher? Which I pray for you if you do that, because, boy... Right? Like, what do we do with what we love? So I want y'all to just jot them things down. I love the youth. I love to work out. I love to hoop. And the thing about sports in particular, because I know I'm going to get some people that's going to say sports. There are so many opportunities within sports besides being the professional that they talk about in sports. Y'all know the mop man makes six figures? The person that's cleaned up the sweat? You know he makes six figures? Or when somebody get a scratch or they break something, that person that pops your bone back in place or takes you to back to take you to the doctor, they make six figures. The person that wipes your blood when you get cut is making six figures. Y'all know that? The man that's behind the camera that's commentating on the game is making six figures. Now, you're going to start out maybe making it, not necessarily. But it's opportunities within what you love besides the one or two things you're thinking about. You don't always have to be the professional on the court or on the field or on the whatever. So just write down as many that come to mind. I love to cook. I love to talk. I love to write. I love to draw. I love makeup. I love art. I love podcasting. I love to speak. I love fashion. I love graphic design. I love cameras. The possibilities are endless. If you want to give me your top five, that's cool. You want to give me 10, that's cool. Like, it's no limit. I don't want to limit y'all because of that. Let's do that for like another minute. And if you need more time, just let me know.
Yeah, all I can think of right now, I probably got more than just all I can think of.
And it's okay because you don't necessarily have to finish all this today. You know what I'm saying? Because what grade you in? The other half of this I want to explain to y'all before I even get into this. Just because we make this plan today, don't think this is law. Don't think this is not going to change. What did you used to want to be when you was in 10th grade or 9th grade?
A dermatologist.
And now what she do? Work with kids. Wow. Does that to say she's not going to be a dermatologist? No.
I'm actually a nurse.
See what I'm saying? Her dream probably changed 3, 4, 5 times before she landed on nursing school. And I'm sure nursing school is not the end for her. You see what I mean? I used to tell people I wanted to work with animals when I was a kid. I'm lying. I'm scared of animals. But it sounded good. In particular, I told them I wanted to be a paleontologist. You know what that is? That's working with snakes. I'm lying. I am lying. I said I wanted to be a doctor. I'm lying. I see blood, I'm a faint. But see, we beat ourselves up when we try something and we don't like it. Then we get embarrassed when we try something else. I'm going to tell y'all that now. When y'all get grown, you're going to be embarrassed when you try something and you be like, ah, that suck. I don't really like that. Now you're going to be fighting with yourself. You're either going to keep trying to do it knowing you hate it and now you're miserable, or you're going to have to be bold enough to say, you know what, this ain't it, and I'm just going to have to try something else and figure it out in the meantime. And what figuring it out in the meantime might look like, you might have to get a job at a bar. You might have to become a waitress. You might have to get a little side job. You might have to move back in with your parents. Are you willing to do that for what you ultimately want to? You know how many times I moved back home? I moved back home 3 times before I figured it out. Now I live in a luxury apartment. But it took time to figure out my life. And I'm still figuring it out. I just started my agency, my marketing agency, 2 years ago. I'm only 27. You see what I'm going with this? So based on what y'all listed, let's go through those. So what did you list?
Makeup, nails, being with my cat, going to school, be with my dad, driving, going to church, and watching shows.
Perfect. So now let's narrow those down to your top three.
Nails.
Mm-hmm.
Going to church.
Mm-hmm.
And being with my cat.
Perfect. So based on them three, you can do whatever you want to do in your paper, but in my mind, typically what I would do is I would take those and I move them down and I put under that all the ways I can make money from that. So for instance, with nails, obviously you can become a nail tech, right? Become an esthetician, or you can own the salon and put other nail techs in it and still be a nail tech yourself. You love animals. Maybe you become a vet. Maybe you become a pet sitter. I know people that all they do is watch other people's animals and they make great money from it. Now, does that mean you're going to do that for the rest of your life? Not necessarily. But the opportunities is what we're talking about, right? So based on them top three, I want you to think of as many ways that you can make money based on them three things and just jot them down. Can you do that for me?
Yeah.
What's yours?
Video games, doing YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I want to own my own choke driving company too.
Perfect. So you pretty much already took what you like and figure out where the money was at in it. You want to step further, right? But even you can even figure out how to monetize even more between, obviously YouTube monetizes itself, but now you kind of much answer your question of what you would do on YouTube. Obviously you probably could be a gamer on your YouTube channel. You could do fashion vlogs on your YouTube channel. You could do travel vlogs when you traveling and show them how clean you get before you go do whatever activities you do. You feel me? You could do a podcast. And your podcast might not be like mine where you just talking. You might go in there and just show different fits. That's a different, you might have a visual podcast. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I got the YouTube like right now.
Yeah.
The clothing brand already.
Yeah.
All you do is wait till you turn like 21, start doing truck driving, and then when I get the money from that, start my own business.
Perfect. So what he basically did, I already know what I like. This is what I'm gonna do to make money from it. That's essentially what this whole point of this is. What did you put?
Music.
Naturally, you're gonna wanna say, I wanna be the artist. But what other opportunities are there within music besides you being the center of attention and the famous one? What other things can you do?
I don't know.
Producer? You know Zaytoven? You know Zaytoven. You know, name me some other one. Mike Will. Who else? Right? Like, they making just as much as them, as the artist, if not more. Because think about how many artists coming to them for beats. So they making money every single day. If Future ain't got a show, he might not make no cash. But knowing him, he might, you know, he hustling, you know, different people, whatever, right? But somebody, it's new artists every single day coming to you as a producer needing a beat. Every day. You never gonna slow down. You feel me? Or maybe you own the studio and just let people rent out your studio for them to come in there and do their music. You see what I'm saying? So I want you to write down, what opportunities can I get from the music world besides being the artist myself? Don't limit yourself to just being an artist. Now, am I saying you can't be an artist too? No. But in addition to that, when you ain't got a show, when you ain't got none, you know what I'm saying? What other ways are we making money? Okay? So write them down. Producer, studio. What other thing? If you need your phone to pull out and Google, that's fine too. If you can't think of something, that's completely fine. What did you? Ghostwriting, writing for other people, and they pay you for the song, and you get a credit. What? You think Usher wrote all them songs that we saw at Super Bowl himself? No.
That's more of a Jabari type thing.
What do you mean?
Jabari.
Is that somebody that's not here?
Nah, yeah.
He ain't here today.
He are.
Okay.
If I were to make a beat right now, bro,
yeah,
he'll go
hit up
stupid.
He'll go stupid.
I wish he was here, man.
I'd be like,
hey, he's rapping. He actually crazy.
I wish he was here.
I can show you a video.
Show it to me when we finish, please. Don't let me forget. If you don't go now, yeah. Okay.
Hey, Granger, you can send it to me.
See? You know, it's Instagram.
And I'll be back tomorrow too.
You know, it's Instagram.
He was here today.
Nah, I think I do.
Yeah, I'll be back. I'll be back tomorrow too. That's cool. What did you put?
I put hooping, and then I heard you talking to them, so I put NBA overseas trainer. And then I said I like working out. I said trainer or bodybuilder. And I said working on cars, because I like working on cars with my dad.
Yep.
Then I said working on people cars and working on my car on social media.
Yep.
And then I said gaming. Then I said pro gamer, and I don't really know what else. Then I said traveling, and I ain't get there. I said yard work, and I like working with my papa.
Yeah.
On yards and stuff.
Yeah.
Cutting grass, you know what I'm saying? Doing the leaves.
Yeah.
Cutting the trees down, you know. I said working with my hands. Then I said driving. I like driving.
Perfect. So now, again, same thing with her. Now, I'm not limiting you and saying you only got to do three, but narrow it down to your top three. Yeah. And you already kind of did what my man's had did, where he had just already figured out how do I make money from what I like. So you already took it a step further. You feel me? So you already on the right path, too. And then the last part we're going to do in a second. Tell me yours real quick. Dope. So I can instantly see in you, I don't know why first thing popped in my head is like something in that mental health realm. Maybe a therapist, maybe. Maybe you do content about lifestyle, about how to take care of yourself, reminding people ways to take care of themselves, showing them cool things that they can do to put themselves first. You know, how many people I watch their content that are millionaires and all they do is get up and eat fruit and they go work out and they show how cute their outfit is and they show them taking a nap and they get paid from just reminding people to take care of themselves. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Easily, you could be doing that. You could become a movie review person. You could tell them, hey, this is my feedback on this particular movie. These are the movies that are getting ready to come out in 2025. That, like, there's so many opportunities for you within that room. But again, we think just because I like movies, we like, but how can I make money from that? It's very possible. But I want you to just challenge yourself and say, okay, based on those things, what would I see myself doing? Because I don't want to put it in your head. I want you to figure that part out, right? But did any of those click for you maybe? At first here or not really? And that's okay if they didn't.
Some.
Okay. So just next to the top two or three that you liked. Okay. Just go, maybe even use your phone and say, all right, what can I do to make money based on these things that I said I liked? Okay. And then what about who I didn't talk to? I didn't talk to either one of y'all. Go ahead, my guy.
Gaming, playing basketball, doing content. Yep. Want to learn how to day trade and invest, and want to learn how to customize my own car.
That's dope. That's dope. So those go hand in hand because the content can be of you customizing cars. The content can be of you hooping if you wanted to be, right? You don't got to be a professional to hoop. You know how many people that just love hooping and they just set up their phone and watch them doing open runs, and they do something funny or they do something tight or they getting buckets or whatever. They getting paid just from being a YouTube hooper. You see what I'm saying? And what was the first one you said?
Gaming.
That's another thing. So now you have a multi level platform that you can run on. My cars, me being a gamer, and me being a hooper that just love to hoop. So now your content has three different ranges that it can go in. And you might say at first, well, I feel like I'm all over the place. But the more, the better. Because now you're pulling in different audiences. You got the people that love cars like you. You got the people that love to hoop like you, which probably can go hand in hand. And then you got the gamers. And 9 times out of 10, if you're playing 2K, you more than likely like to hoop too. Am I lying? You feel me? So now you just maximize your potential of how much money you can make and what you can do with your life. Okay? That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. What was yours?
I like reading.
So many opportunities there, too. Which ones do you feel like stick out to you the most? That you like, if you had to narrow it down to your top two or three?
Reading.
Mm-hmm.
Tutoring.
Mm-hmm. Do we start a tutoring service? Right? Where people can just come to you and you say, I specialize in these areas, math, reading, English, whatever it is. I can help ages this. They on a contract with you, so they got to pay you every month on a recurring fee. That's the other thing. Whatever the business y'all decide to do, we don't want to do business to where we hustling and having to figure out where our next customer come from. That makes sense? So if you, for instance, we're talking about his tutoring business. We don't want to have to get on social media every day and say, hey, come let me be your tutor, and he wondering who's going to be his next customer. No, when he get a customer, hey, I need you to do a 3-month plan with me, a 6-month plan, a year plan, so you know every single month I'm making X amount of dollars. That makes sense? So whatever y'all decide to do business-wise, if y'all decide to do business, how can I make money for the long term, not just for right now? That's just a little gem I wanted to share, because so many people end up hating entrepreneurship because it's so unreliable. Am I going to make money today? Am I not? But if we got a plan in place where we know I'm making this much every month, it's a lot easier. Now, is it easy? No, but it's a lot easier, right? So tutoring company, tech company, right? You might decide, I don't even want a business. I might just go into work for a tech company. You might have a tech company and then just do your thing on the side. You see what I'm saying? And so your big thing is going to be, hey, tonight or whenever you have time, what can I make money based off my top three? And then last but not least, my guy.
I had speaking.
Yep.
Arguing.
Politician.
Gaming. Horror. I love horror movies.
Comics, okay.
Story building, graphic design, content.
Oh, man. Oh, man. The possibilities are endless, right? Mm-hmm. A media company, right? Graphic designer, right? Work on movie sets if you wanted to. Like, your possibilities are endless, and so based on those, whatever your top three are, your job is to go figure out how many different ways can I make money off my top three? So to do, let's write this real quick, for a to-do list real quick, tonight, tomorrow, but by the time I come back tomorrow, top five ways that you can make money with your top three that you chose.
Only three,
two. Say it again. I know. I'm sorry I had to interrupt this episode real quick. And just to do something very special that we're trying out with our new content, man, because I've been so blessed, y'all, that the content that we put out on our TikTok and our Instagram and things of that nature, a lot of times it blows up, and it's all because of you. And so what we wanted to do is to take a short break from our full episodes here on YouTube and start to show you what we want to just call Z's Video of the Week. And that's just highlighting one of those pieces of content from the past that has done really, really well on social that you guys really enjoy and that some of you may have never even seen. And so I just want to take a second to just show you Z's Video of the Week, and then we can get right back to the episode, okay? I love y'all. Peace.
We got to realize that no matter how hard we love, no matter how loyal we are, no matter how much we give, no matter how solid you are, everybody isn't you. Everybody doesn't have that big heart you have. That everybody isn't going to do for you and look out for you and have your best interest at heart the way you do for them. See, and the sooner you stop expecting certain people to be solid the way you solid and to do things for you the way you do for them, then you save yourself so much disappointment. Man, you save yourself so much heartache.
Want to make again, just because we write this today on February 14th, 2024, and y'all said this is what I want to do, don't beat yourself up, man, if you look up tomorrow and say I changed my mind. You feel me? Because most people are never bold or courageous enough to do that. Like when I was doing them different youth programs, y'all, I'm gonna tell you about one that I hated, that I stopped immediately and I thought I wanted to do. We had a car wash. Well, we used to hire teenagers like y'all to come work the car wash. Boy, it was so hot out there. And then when it got cold, it was so cold. Fingers freezing.
And then you all in water.
What?
Yeah.
Car, I ain't never seen nobody car nasty as I seen some of them cars. Used to be on one car for hours. And I had to be real with myself and go home one day and say, you know what? I don't like this. And I was worried what people gonna say because I had already built a brand. Everybody knew me. This is like everybody knows me in this city, and they like, what happened? You was hiring all these kids. You was doing such good work. Why you stop it? And I wasn't courageous enough to say I just didn't like it. I wasn't courageous enough to say I failed at it. So I kept doing it much longer than I was supposed to. Then what happened? Let me tell y'all what happened. I did it much longer than I really wanted to. Then the quality of my work started to go down. So now I'm impacting my brand in a negative way. And now people are looking at me in a negative light. Why? Because I'm really doing something I don't even like. They thinking I'm just being lazy and just want to get money from them. But they don't even know I'm out there really holding on for dear life. I don't even like this. So I'd rather y'all say, you know what, forget this, I don't like this, than to be doing something that you really ain't even rocking with, and now you messing up your name. Because your brand is all you got, especially if you end up working for yourself. Even if you work for somebody else, your name is all you got, because if you all you known for in the office is being lazy or a liar or somebody that don't do his work or always procrastinate, you still building a bad name for yourself. And now your resume, when you try to go get another job, now you impacting yourself in that way. So either way, your name is all you got. Does that make sense? All right, so based on everything we talked about today, everything y'all know that I do, do anybody have any questions about their own in particular dream, plan, vision? Anybody at all? Oh, how to do something, how to start a podcast, how to do content better, how to build a following, anything y'all want to ask me, this is the time.
Yeah, I got it. Not long term, but while I'm here, I do enjoy doing this podcast thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know how to manage it and what's like the best way to keep people's attention.
And when you say manage it, in what way?
Well, just how to make sure from video to video that the standard stays the same.
Yeah.
Despite the people switching every time.
So what's the podcast consist of?
So the point of it was that it's a project in a class that I have, but
yeah,
I bring people from the school on, staff, students, and
right,
talk about whatever topics they want to talk about, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Whatever they're interested in.
Okay.
The thing is, the reason I'm concerned about it being consistent is because you get different people every time.
Right.
People can talk different amounts, people have different topics, so
right,
I was like just wondering how can I keep the interest in it consistent, how can I pull in people to topics that they don't know about, you
right,
know what I mean?
Are you the one coming up with the questions, the interview questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you as the interviewer, you control the narrative. If you know that I'll typically, so for instance, I don't let my stuff usually go over 45 minutes because one, I know people have a short attention span. Two, I don't really want a long show. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes when the conversation is so good and they really dropping gems, let them go. But you're the one that controls the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So if you want to, the biggest thing that I can teach you to learn how to do is how to transition. Mm. How to take what that last thing that person said and how to lead it into the next thing that you want to talk about. How to connect the dots. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to talk about hooping and they brought up Valentine's, so then you might say, all right, so what you think about the Golden State Warriors and the Clippers playing tonight on Valentine's night?
Mm.
You transition to what you wanted to go to. That makes sense? So that's going to be your biggest thing, is understanding you got all the power.
Mm.
You control the tempo. You control the tone of the whole interview. They go where you go. But the biggest thing is, just because you have this list of questions in front of you, the conversation might go a whole different direction, and you have to be prepared as the interviewer to go with the flow.
Mm.
You might have asked them something, and they went off the rail and just start talking.
Mm.
You got to know how to take the last thing that you heard and how to ask another question based off what they said. And it might not be a question that was on your list.
Mm-hmm.
But then the real professional in you, as you continue to grow with this, because you're in what grade?
11.
You're young, bro. As you continue to grow, if you decide to keep doing it, is even if you do kind of go away from your initial questions, how to pull it back in to get back on your questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I might ask you a question or two that wasn't a part of my plan, but I'm going to find a way to get you back to where I want you to go. That makes sense?
Yes.
And then you said how to keep people interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're talking about to get them to go back and watch it?
Yeah, so with that, since we're switching topics every episode.
Yeah.
You know, for example, like Demetrius.
Right.
You know, if he likes basketball, he'll,
right,
of course, tune into the basketball one.
Right.
But if the next one is like comedy movies, and he don't like comedy movies.
Right.
Like, what's a way that I can still get him to be interested in possibly clicking on the video?
I'll say one, Just because they were your customer or your viewer on one thing, especially because you have a wide range on your stuff, just because they were your viewer on one video doesn't mean they're going to be your viewer on every video. For instance, everybody saw the Cat Williams interview that Shannon Sharpe did, right? Everybody saw all that stuff go viral. Everybody watched it. Why? Because we love Cat Williams and he's funny and he was saying some stuff that was viral worthy. That don't mean I watched the next one he did with Monique. See what I'm saying? So you can't judge yourself and get in your feelings just because he watched one but he didn't watch the next one. And I'm not saying you do, but I'm just saying, like, you really have to become unattached from it in that way where you like, I ain't tripping. Right? Because everything ain't for everybody. Just because he don't like comedy movies don't mean the other 2,000 kids in this school don't. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? But your biggest thing that you're going to learn is how to create a hook to where it can grab as many people as possible. So if we are talking about comedy movies, your title might say something along the lines, and this is an example, you might say something along the lines of top 5 black comedy movies of all time. Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
Friday.
He instantly started talking. You see where I'm going? You want a hook that grab him and be like, let me go get my opinion. Let me go to the comments and say what I want to say. You see what I'm saying? Talk to me about post-production. When you finish recording, are you taking the snippets of that show and re-putting them on social media anywhere? Like on y'all Mills page or something?
Say it again.
Like when y'all finish recording and it's edited, yes. Are you going back and like cutting like snippets of it and putting it on social media somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we'll post the full thing to YouTube after it's been gone.
Right.
Like, bloopers and stuff, or, like, just short clips.
Perfect.
Go to social media, like TikTok, Instagram.
Perfect. So, that's going to be your key. It's also on the short snippets you're putting on social. Mm-hmm. It's how can I have the titles on my social media clips? How can I have a hook on those, too? So, the one we just talked about, top 5. So, for instance, he was on there talking about the top 5 comedy movies of all time, and he gave his 5. Your question on the video might be, like, top 5 black comedies of all time, name yours in the comments below. Hmm. See where I'm going with this?
I could take, like, if I were to take his, like, if he went on a Friday rant.
Right.
And, you know, he was talking about how amazing Friday is.
Right.
I could do, like, a Friday's Overrated as the title that I get people.
Yes. Is Friday overrated or is it truly one of the best? You see what I'm saying? So, and you got to master how to ask that in, like, 5-6 words or less. That's because people's attention span is so short, bro. But I think if you just do them a couple things we just talked about, it'll take your show to the next level, okay? It's understanding that everybody's in your audience, but how can I make it universal enough to where I can pull in as much of my audience as possible, okay? And that show will go to the next level. Anybody else? Got any other questions about anything? Go ahead.
What was that contract?
I'm going to do him, then you.
What was that contract you said that I could use? Tutoring service.
So you need to be thinking long term. So when they come to you and a parent come to you and say, hey, can you train my baby in math? And you say, yes, ma'am. Would you like me to do a one-time order with you? Or would you like him to come with me every month and I meet with him twice a month or once a month, or whatever you want to offer? So that's going to be your job to go home and figure out your packages. Okay? Would you like him to meet with me every month? That's what you lead with. Because now you know Miss Cheryl got to pay you $100 a month to teach her baby math. You know I got that $100 coming. You see what I'm saying? So you need to be thinking reoccurring money. That's the thing, okay? So you go to her, and when they come to you and say, hey, I heard you're great at math. Can you teach my baby? She's struggling. Yeah, of course. We have a package where they can do it for 3 months with me, 6 months, 9 months, or a year. Which one would you like? And they can pay all up front. They can pay by the month for the 3 months, or whatever you think is best. That makes sense? That'll change your life. Anybody else? Oh, my God. Go ahead. What were you going to ask me? You sure? Go ahead.
I have nothing to say.
Yeah, okay, cool. Anybody else? I don't want to keep y'all long anyway, because that's pretty much it after that. I just wanted y'all to be able to ask y'all questions. Nobody's got nothing. That's perfect. You got one for me, my guy, before we go?
Hold on.
Okay, I'm going to get y'all out here on time.
I just want to sit down, but I don't know what I want to do.
And that's okay. Did that make you feel some type of way?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like being.
You feel lost? That's okay. You know, the best example I can give you for that, if you feel lost sometime, whoever been to Sam's in here or Costco? Everybody been to Sam's and Costco? Yeah, I remember on Sunday, my dad got a barbershop, so I used to go to Sam's every Sunday, and he'd get his snacks and all the stuff for the shop. He was selling the snacks. Yeah, I remember on Sunday when they used to have the samples at the end of the aisle. I used to get full off just samples. I used to try everything, the fish, the fish sticks, the everything they had, I tried it. That's how you got to look at your dream and your goals. You got to walk around and keep tasting stuff until you say, that's good. And you walk down the aisle and go get the big bag. Does that make sense? Because that's the whole point of them doing that sample thing is for you to taste it and be like, dang, that's good. Where is it? And usually they on the aisle where the big thing of it is. And you go buy it and it's $23.99. And now they just got you to spend $24 and they gave you a free sample. That's your mindset with your dream. So if you like music, taste it. Do it for 6 months. Do it for a year. Do it for 2 years. You want to be a producer? Go learn from other producers that's already doing it. That's your age or a little bit older. Go taste it. See if you like it. I had to go taste car washing to know I didn't like that. You feel me? I had to go taste working with kids every day to know I love kids, but I learned about myself. I can't be with kids every single day for 8 hours a day. I knew that about myself. I can come do this all day, but I can't be with kids from 8 to 5. I can't do that. I'll lose my mind. You feel me? And I'm bold enough to say that now. At one point, I wasn't. So go taste. Go work with kids. Go work in the studio. Go ask local studios, can I just come be a mentee? Can I just come learn? Can I just sit on the wall and be your guy? I'll go get the water. I'll go help. I'll plug up everything. Like, just be that guy. But you got to be humble. That takes some humility, though, to be willing to do that. You feel me? So if you don't know, you good, bro. What grade you in? You in ninth grade? Boy, you got nothing but time. You got nothing but time. I know it feel like you don't, because you probably got a lot of responsibility outside of this place. I get it. You probably take care of your little siblings and everything. I get it. No. So what do you makes you feel like you don't have time if it's not too personal?
I don't know. I'm kind of flawed.
And that's okay. That's going to be a part of your story one day, bro. So when you go do your thing, you're going to be able to tell people that. You feel me? So you looking at it as a bad thing right now, and it's not. That's just a part of your story that you go tell people. And you're not ashamed of that. I was homeless. I was messed up. You feel me? I had nowhere to live. But I don't really talk about it no more because I overcame it, and I was 17 years old, right? I graduated early. That's a part of my story. I was embarrassed back then. See what I'm saying? So don't be worried about that. So you know how that felt when you made that mistake, and you know you don't want to go back there again. That's the biggest lesson you could learn. You dig what I'm saying? And you know you got to go a little bit harder now, so you don't got to worry about that again. Okay? And while you actively doing that, you also figuring out what you like to do with your life. Even after you graduate, you still going to be figuring that out. Am I lying? We still figuring it out today, and we grown. We pay bills with kids and everything, and we still figuring it out. Am I lying, D? We still figuring it out. We go through stuff every day. We just don't talk about it because we adults. You feel me? You good. You going to be good, baby. I'm telling you.
What I was good at.
Yeah.
Like when I was in y'all age, I could come in school just recording. And how life changed, I just invested into a camera and just people like, what you charge me? Like you said, I put packages together. He said, okay, he paying me to do this now. I love this. It really ain't
even working. He chilling. He been on his phone the whole time.
He just
make sure it's running.
I like what I do. And you get good at it. You might not like to do podcasts. You might want to do weddings. You might want to do birthday parties. You know, it's just some stuff I don't like to do. I don't like to go to rappers. I don't like to do record rapper videos no more with guns. I want to be more professional and be around good stuff because I'm older. Like when you get older, stuff changes. You start seeing life different. And you know what I'm saying? You just adapt with it.
Yep.
You know, because your choices determine your fortune.
Yep. You know? And I guarantee if he told you his story, if I told you my whole story, if they told you their whole story, you'd be like, dang, we all been through some stuff. Yeah. And you going through what you went through, just part of your story, bro. But you going to make a decision. And you going to make an excuse about that and use it as something to be feeling sad about, or you going to do something about it and make your life better from it? That's the thing. Everybody be making excuses, feeling sorry for themselves. So what? So what? You made that mistake. So what? What we gonna do now? You feel me? That's the thing. You gonna keep using it as a crutch, or we gonna change? Cause the thing that be killing me the most, and I'm gonna end it on this, and we gone, y'all. People come to me and say, Z, I wanna change my life. I want you to help me with my business. I want you to do this. But when I show them what they gotta do in order to change their life, they start bull jiving me. You feel me? They making excuses. And I'm like, how you saying you want to be better and you want to grow and you want to change and you want to make this much money and you want to live in a certain place and do all these different things, but when I show you the blueprint, you have, man, I really want to say, you giving me the bare minimum. Are you going to be that person? And that's it. Anybody got any other questions before we go? And I'll be back tomorrow, part two. We good? All right, y'all. That's it, man. We done. 5:30 on the dot. Appreciate y'all, man.
Hey, what's up? This is Will Z Tidwell with Speak Up Z. And I just want to take a quick second just to thank you for tuning in to this latest episode of Speak Up Z, the podcast. And my only goal with this platform is to motivate you, inspire you, and educate you around all things life, business, and mental health, whether it's myself or me bringing on a special guest. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. We don't ask for any type of monetary gains or anything like that. The best thing you could do for us is just like and subscribe to the channel. Until next week, we'll see y'all later. Peace.